Trumas, Perk Ches, Mishne Gimel. Hay oichel be'eshkel v'nichnas min agina l'chatzer. If a person who's eating a cluster of grapes, and he enters from his garden, so he plucks a cluster of grapes off the tree, and he eats it b'derech arai. He eats it in like, he's snacking on it casually. Now we know that in Trumas and Maisers, that normally if one eats and snacks on something casually, he doesn't make a big thing out of it. He doesn't do meruach, he doesn't make a heap. Rather, he just snacks on it casually, so he does not have to take off Trumas and Maisers. However, if he takes that to his bias, like we say, Biyarti HaKodesh Min HaBayis, and he takes it to his bias, so a bias, also his chotzer, his place, is Koveya Maiser. So when he brings it there, that's like a kvias. It's no longer like a snack. It adds some type of permanence, or kvias, however you call that. So if he leaves the field while he's eating this cluster of grapes, and he enters into his chotzer, and then he realizes, oh no, there's going to be chayv and maestros now, but he started eating it behet already. So Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor, Rabbi Eliezer says, and this is the way the Rav learns, that he actually would go out first of the chatzar, because he can't eat it there, because he's bechayv and maestros, and trumas and maestros. So he goes back into the garden, and he finishes eating what he started. And the Mefarshim explained the reason is because he started beheter, he's able to finish. For Rabbi Yeshua Omer lo Yigmor, Rabbi Yeshua says he should not finish. Rather, he should take off maestros now. Chashecha lele Shabbos. So Shabbos also, similar to a chatzar, even if you don't bring it to a chatzar, Shabbos is kaveya maestros, even on small amounts. So if Friday afternoon he was eating, and then it became Shabbos, Rabbi Yeshua Omer Yigmor. Now, that's actually some of the girsas we have in the Mishnah. I'm going to go with the girsas that are more consistent with the first part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Yigmor. Rabbi Eliezer says that you should finish it. Same way Rabbi Eliezer before held, that when you enter a chatzar, you should go out of the chatzar and finish it out of the chatzar. Now here on Shabbos, how are you supposed to go out of Shabbos when it's Shabbos? So the Rav explains that it just means that he can't obviously eat it on Shabbos, he waits till Matzah Shabbos. But obviously, he would agree that on Shabbos itself, it's Aser. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yigmor. Rabbi Yeshua says he shouldn't finish it, the same reason Rabbi Yeshua before said you shouldn't finish it, even though you started Beheter. Rather, you'd have to wait till Matzah Shabbos, obviously because you can't take off Maisers on Shabbos. And then after Shabbos, you have to take off Maisers. And the Rav says the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Now, there are other girsas that the Mishnais have, and it could be that on the one that you have in front of you has the opposite. But we're just going to use this girsa, because it sounds like the Rambam himself had this girsa, not in the Perish Mishnais, but rather in the Mishnah Torah.